Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Sherman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now in Masachet Menachot Daf Chaf Bet Amud Aleph, looking at the second half of Mishnah Bet of the third parak. So if the komets of one mincha got mixed with the komets of another, or b'minchat kohanim, b'minchat kohen mashiach, b'minchat nesachim, all three of which are fully burned and not nikmats at all, k'shera, just throw the whole thing on the mizbeach and it's fine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'minchat kohen mashiach, b'minchat nesachim psula, it's no good. Why? One of them is very thick, and the other one is not as thick because of the amount of shemen put in, or the ratio of shemen, and that is that a regular mincha has one log of shemen per isaron, and these have three. And the problem is the minachot touch each other and absorb from each other, and then what you have is a mincha which is either too thick, too suffused, as it were. So now, Tanana Tam, let's check this out. Dam Shni Torah B'Mayim, we're going to look at Rabbi Yehuda here. Dam Shni Torah B'Mayim, this is in Zvachim, if Dam mixes with Mayim, and if this is Dam for Zrika, Imesh B'Maritam, if it still looks like blood, Kasher. Torah B'Yayin, but if the Dam gets mixed up with wine, what do we do? Ro'ino Toki Ilu Mayim, we imagine it, meaning the Dam, the way the Suya plays out, as if it were water, and see, would it still look like Yayin? But if dam gets mixed up with other dam, there's no way to look at it. What we imagine the tarovet to be as if it were water, and would there be enough dam zrika to still make it look red? Rabbi Yudomer, he disagrees, says, ain dam mevatel dam. That's it. Dam is not mevatel dam, which means dam will never become nullified, for use. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Mikra Chadashi, Vov Chachamim, Rabbi Yudah used the same pasuk. This is in Yom HaKippurim, when he mixes the dam together. Everybody knows that the par has way more blood. So what principle do we learn from here? That even though the dam ha-sa'ir is far less than the dam ha-par, it's still called dam ha-sa'ir, which proves that things that go up on the Mizbeach are not cancelled out by other things that are far greater. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Mikan Lamin B'Mino Sheino Batel. He has a far greater reach, which is that Min B'Mino is not Batel. Dam is not Batel B'Dam. Now, Rabbanan Savri Mikan Lolin Shapetim Vatlin Zuedzel. Let's take a look at that. V'Dil Mishum D'Min B'Mino. Maybe the reason that the Dam Asayir is still considered a thing and an existence is because Min B'Mino. The answer is Iashmin and B'Mino. If the Torah just wanted to say that, V'Shmin Olin Kedeka Amart. If the Torah had given an example of something that's not going on the Mizbeach, then fine. Now that the Torah used the example of Dama Parva Dama Sa'ir, Mishum Da'olin, it's because of Olin. All right, fine. But Dilma Adi'ika Min Mino Ve'olin, maybe you need both. Maybe the only things that are not Batel are things that go on the Mizbeach that are Min B'Mino. Because it's Dam. The answer is Kasha, you're right, that's a problem. The same problem is going to exist for Biuda. But it's only Kam Min Mino She'eno Batel, but Dil Mishum Da'olin Hu. If the Torah had picked Olin, which Ramin B'Sheino Mino, then you'd be right. It would be something that's only because it's Olin. Hashta Dashmin and Min Mino, but now the Torah Dafka picked Dam, which is Min B'Mino, Mishum B'Min Mino, it's only because it's Min B'Mino. Ah, V'Dilma Adi'ika Min Mino Ve'Olin, maybe you need both. The answer is Kasha, you're right, it's difficult. Now, Tanan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'Minchat Koin Mashiach, B'Minchat Nesachim Psula, what did Rabbi Yehuda say in our Mishnah? That's why this whole thing's here. He said that if a regular minchat nedava gets mixed up with the komets, a regular mincha gets mixed up with one of these menachot that are much oilier, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Why should Rabbi Yehuda care that the menachot touch each other and get a little bit of the extra oil? Min b'mino, after all, the mincha is a min b'mino, because it's a mincha na mincha. So Amarava, Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Shemin Bimino V'Davar Acher. Here you have Min Bimino V'Davar Acher, meaning Shemen versus Shemen plus the flour. Saleket Mino K'min She'eno. Here's the rule. When you have Min Bimino and another piece, you have the two Min Bimino cancel each other out, so you ignore the Mino. V'She'eno Mino Rabbe Alam Vatlo. The one that's not Mino cancels it out. So that would be the principle there. Now Itmar, let's try this out. Komets T'minchat Chote Shishamno. What if you took the komets of minchat chote that's not supposed to have any oil on it, and you put some oil on it? Actually, he says you're supposed to put a little bit of oil on it. Now the Torah says in minchat chote in olav yored that you don't put any shemen. Sahu shalik bala shemen kechaverota. Rosh Lakish says that means you don't put the regular amount of shemen, but you do put some. Eitur b'yochan lo shlokish, she challenges him. Charev shenitar b'balul, if you have a mincha chareva, meaning a mincha without any oil, that gets mixed up with one that has min oil, yakriv, you bring it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yakriv, not to bring. My love, komets to minchat chote, the arbe komets to minchat nedava, isn't this talking about a minchat chote, charev, and it gets mixed up with a regular mincha, balula, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that mimino is not batal, therefore he says that the, because of the shemen, shemen rabbe alav, and the same consideration, which proves that minchat chote that has a little bit of oil on it is pasul. Says lo minchat parim ve'elim v'minchat klasim. These are all minchat menachot of nesachim. Menachot that come with a par have three lugim per saron. Elim have two, and klasim only have one. Which means here the problem is that there's just too much oil. It's not that oil is pasul for minchat chote. But that those were expressly taught along with ours. Minchat parim ve'elim v'minchat klasim or charish nari balul rakiv ravir omer lo yakriv. The answer is perusha k'mafar shla. The bright is simply explaining parim ve'elim is a problem because of charevu balul. Okay, boy Rava. So Rava asked the following question: Kometz shemitzah shmano gabei etzim. You have the kometz of a mincha and it's got oil in it. Let's say you squeeze out the oil on the wood, and then you put the kometz right on that wood. Mahu. The Rashi points out you have to put the kometz on the wood, otherwise not a question. As you see, chibori olin kolin damu, olav kolin damu. Do we say that that which is connected to, which is oleh, is part of it? So when you put the kometz on the wood that has the shemen, do we say it's now all part of one, it's all being burned together, or not, or it's pasul? Ravina Ravashi, lav hanu du Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish, isn't that the same Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish, famous machloket about the bone? You have an aver less than a kazayit that you put outside of the yazara. But it's less than a kazayit. But it's connected to a bone, which together with the bone, it's a kazayit. Anything connected to the ola, to that which goes up, is part of it, and together it's a kazayit. Just because it's connected, the bone isn't something that is inherent organically, belongs on the mizbeach. It's only there because it's connected to the meat. And as we'll see in a second, if it were separated from the meat, it would come down. So it looks like this question about the kometz and the shemen should be the same problem. The answer is no, it's not all the same problem. You could ask that perhaps Rabbi Yochanan would say in this case, lav kolin, and Rosh Lakish here might even say yes kolin, or they might switch, or they might say the same. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan only says what he does when we're talking about the bone, because the bone is connected to the meat. It's part of the same animal. But the oil is not part of the kometz. It was put in separately and then mixed together. Maybe Rosh Lakish only said the chibur olin lav kolin with a bone that if it is separated, you don't put it up. If bone is supposed to separate from the meat, and if it does separate, there's no mitzvah to put it back. Shemen is not inherently going to separate from the flour, it's going to mix with it. And if it does separate, then you got a problem. Perhaps Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish just maintain their positions, the answer is teku. So we have all three possibilities. Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish could maintain their positions, or they could go both of them and agree either way, or they could switch. We have no way of knowing because the issues are not really parallel. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next Mishnah, in the next podcast. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.